It is the 10th of May, a Thursday, and since it's a Thursday, I have the pleasure of welcoming Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications from Walton Arts Center, back to the studio. Welcome.
Thanks.
You were all over the place last weekend.
Yes, so were you, though. I saw you.
It's because Artist Fear had started.
Yeah, we had a heck of a weekend.
Trail Mix, I didn't go to the one in Bentonville, but I went to the one at Lake Fayetteville. It was a lot of fun.
It was a riot. It was a little too hot for, I think, a lot of people, but man, it was fun.
But there was a shower. There was a nice, gentle shower that occurred toward the end.
Little rain, and it was the first time I had been to Trail Mix for the past 3 years. We've been doing Trail Mix for 3 years now in Fayetteville, and I'd never experienced it because I'd been traveling or whatever, and it was so interesting. And it was fun. You know, some people knew it was coming, and so they were out there specifically to go listen to music along the trails. But I think the best part was the people who I would see biking or walking, and they would come upon this crowd of people crowded around this random place on the trail and go, what's happening?
And do a triple take.
Yeah, and then they'd go, wait a second, that's music. And that was really exciting and really fun.
Now, speaking of Artisphere and triple takes, if someone's driving down West Avenue in Fayetteville in the last couple of days, they turn over and look at Walton Arts Center, and there's a bunch of sticks.
A bit of a forest has sprouted up.
What's happening there?
Well, that is a project by the artist Patrick Dougherty. He is affectionately known as the Stick Man. And what he is doing is he is gathering saplings. We've identified a couple of special locations with the specific kind of wood that he needs. And he's gathering these saplings, and they're all being trucked to that site. And he's going to build a sculpture, basically, out of sticks. So he's going to take all that greenery that you see, and with the help of probably 10 or 12 volunteers a day, he's going to strip that greenery off that and reveal the sticks that are underneath, and then he's going to weave those sticks into some sort of sculpture. And it's undetermined right now what that sculpture is going to be.
And that begins in earnest today, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And across the street, by Nadine Baum, there's something going on.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with Artists in Residency right now as part of Artisphere. And so across the way is a work being begun by Massey Burke. Massey is a Fayetteville native who I believe moved out to California, and now she's come back for this project. And also working with volunteers, she's going to build another kind of structure on that space, very, very different from Patrick's work. Patrick's working in sticks. She's working in stone, in clay, in earth materials. And so she's going to build more of a structure that might look like something you could live in. And it's done with recycled materials, and it's all material from the earth. And it's really a really great juxtaposition of two different projects going on at the same time in two very different mediums.
Okay, we've talked sticks and stones. Let's talk a name that won't hurt us. It's Diavolo.
Yes. Diavolo or Diavolo.
Diavolo.
Yes. Diavolo, I learned yesterday. That's okay. It's going to stick in my head now. The two pieces of that word translate dia from day and volo, which is a translation from Latin about flying. And so they put the two words together, and it's about the way the artists of Diavolo described it to us is they interpret it to mean you fly every day. The thing that Diavolo does is everything they do is based on structure. So they don't dance on a bare stage. They dance on a stage that has structures in it. And so the couple of the pieces we will see will have these massive things, this large boat-like object that rocks back and forth, and the dancers will fly off it and zip around it and everything, and they literally fly through the air, and they catch each other, and they zoom around, and it's incredibly athletic and playing with your concepts of
gravity,
yes, and structure, and how you interact with structure.
Two nights.
There's a Friday night performance that's tomorrow night.
Right.
That's at 8 o'clock, and Saturday also at 8 o'clock. These shows are part of the 10x10 art series, as well as being part of Artisphere. So there'll be a pre-show creative conversation prior to both performances, and we'll have a post-show party afterwards in the lobby after.
What else do you have?
Oh, what else do we have? Well, we've got all kinds of visual arts going on. We got Diavolo this weekend. And next weekend, we will have another kind of structure going up on our stage of a very different kind. Next weekend, and also during the week, we'll be doing these shows for schools. We're having a theater company come in called Polyglot Theater.
Yeah, tell me about this.
And their show is called We Built This City. Now, all of us at Walton Arts Center, as soon as we hear that, we start singing the song. I should say that that is not going to be in the show. The concept of We Built This City is this. Probably about 3,000 recycled cardboard boxes have been gathered from all over the community, and the company has brought some as well. And they're going to be on our stage, and kids and their parents can go on stage and literally build a city out of these cardboard boxes. So there will be music happening. There will be a DJ there. Actors will be on stage with the kids, sort of guiding them and giving them ideas. And it's a totally different theatrical experience. Like, this is a theater company, but they – this is not sit in your seat and observe the theater. This is get up on stage and play.
Now, there's some interesting pricing with this show because it is adults-free.
Yes.
Children.
Yes. Children are only $5 a piece, and adults are free. It's meant for kids, but adults can absolutely go and experience it. The ticket is really just to, you know, make sure you come and you commit to coming. But, you know, you can walk up. The thing that's nice about this is it's not a specific start time. So we have listed that the times are from 11 a.m.
yes.
to 1 p.m. and 3 to 5 on the 19th of May. But you can come and go. So if you show up at 12, it's fine.
Right.
And if you show up at, 4:45 and you only get to experience 15 minutes of it, that's fine too. It's all a very interactive, non-structured, like a normal play would be.
And that's a week from Saturday.
That's a week from Saturday on the 19th. That same day, we will also have Patrick Doherty, who I mentioned, will be up at Crystal Bridges doing a joint lecture with Robert Tannen, who is one of the artists up there who has done the big boulders that exist throughout the space. So they will be doing a conversation together about how they look at nature through their art forms. I think that's really fascinating and really grateful and happy that we're working with Crystal Bridges on that. And that's going to take us through the 19th on the 21st of May, so really not very far away. You might want to check out, if you're a theater person or a Fayetteville person, you might want to check out Artist Lab Theater. They're doing a piece as part of Artisphere called Alley 38. And they're basically going to take you on a theatrical walking tour of some of the alley and back spaces of Fayetteville.
I think this is going to be great.
It's going to be so cool.
Christina Thomas is going to have a story on that early next week
on
the program.
That's going to be great. And then outside of Artisphere, on the 21st, we will have Gabriel Iglesias here. And
comedian.
That's always fun. Comedian.
Known as Fluffy.
Known as Fluffy because he says, I'm not fat, I'm Fluffy. but pretty excited for that. He's one that people have really asked us for. They've wanted to see him. And I think the other thing to talk about would be The Amp. We just announced a new show coming to The Amp.
Mentioned that earlier on the program, yeah.
Yep. So Pat Benatar will be here, and her tickets for her show go on sale tomorrow, 9 a.m. And tonight, actually, if you don't have tickets yet and you need something to do on a beautiful night, it's Wilco tonight.
Right.
Very cool. Very exciting, with Purling Hiss as their guest and their opener. So all kinds of things going on in this beautiful spring.
All right. And if you wanted to see the band Five Finger Death Punch, you missed your chance.
You missed your chance. You and many, you know, there was a lot of people out
there. That's what I heard.
Yeah, there were a lot of people.
Did you go?
I did not.
Okay.
But it's really kind of interesting when we get all these varied musical art forms out there. I think it's terrific. You have country music, you have rock, you have Five Finger Death Punch, and then tonight you have Wilco.
That's right.
Great.
WaltonArtsCenter.org.
Or 443-5600 for tickets. Or if you want information about Artisphere, artisphearfestival.org.
Thank you, Jody.
Thanks, guys.